You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
This is Entrepreneurial Fit Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and welcome to Entrepreneurial Fit Radio here on EPN. Entrepreneurial Fit Radio is your location for health and fitness information for the busy entrepreneur. And as we all know, without good health, you cannot be successful nor productive. Today, we are speaking with Holly Stokes, the brain trainer. She helps entrepreneurs train their brain out of overwhelm and self-sabotage and into motivation and focus for business success. Certainly a privilege, Holly, to have you a part of Entrepreneurial Fit Radio here on EPN.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
It is. So first of all, how do you work with entrepreneurs to train their brain?
Well, I draw on several modalities to get results, and namely NLP and hypnosis to rewire anxieties, fears, stress, depression. And these are all mental habits that can change. And then once we take care of these mental habits, then we focus on setting the mind up for success.
Can you explain what NLP is?
Sure. NLP stands for neuro-linguistic programming. So neuro refers to the neurons in our brain. Linguistic refers to our language patterns, and programming refers to this idea of our whole past history has created our perspective, focuses how we see the world and how we make choices. So NLP is all about how the brain works, how it codes information, and then how we can use that code to make updates and changes to habits, programs, and patterns really quickly. And it's also really good at getting the conscious and unconscious to work together.
Now, if you would, tell us what your formula for business success would be.
Well, the formula for success is really fairly easy. It's one, knowing what to do, so having the steps and the action plan, getting your goals and your systems down. And then the second part is actually following through and doing it. So having the goal is kind of the easy part, but it's follow through where motivation comes in. And motivation can be a little tricky. Sometimes it's about changing how you think about something, but then lack of motivation can also be the result of limiting beliefs and unconscious programs of the mind. And that's where it gets a little more complicated.
Today we are joined by Holly Stokes, the brain trainer. She helps entrepreneurs train their brain out of overwhelm and self-sabotage and into motivation and focus for business success. She can be followed on Twitter simply at Holly Stokes. She's joined us here on Entrepreneurial Fit Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Holly, what's an example of a limiting belief?
Well, a limiting belief is one of these reoccurring mental habits that get in the way of how you choose or how you make your choices and decisions. And an example is one client I worked with. We spent a couple hours laying out his business plan, and then we identified a limiting belief, which was, I'm not good enough. So once we changed this business plan to, I can do it and I can succeed, the business plan became moot because it was all based on I'm not good enough. So we got really clear about his capabilities and strengths. And he had picked it up from childhood in his upbringing. It was kind of an interpretation of the mind. And it makes for these reoccurring negative thoughts that simply aren't true, but they can affect every aspect of our lives.
And you've also mentioned self-sabotage. What's an example of self-sabotage that you've worked with?
Yeah, self-sabotage happens when it's a part of us that wants to do something and a part of us that doesn't. And then we kind of struggle between these two parts of ourselves. So I've got an example. Carla, she was studying for her insurance license, but every time it came for her to study, she got an irresistible urge to walk around and look at the shops. And in our session, we discovered that she had a sense of overwhelm about her studying, and walking around looking at the shops was avoiding the overwhelm. So we set up some mental organization for her. She went home, organized her office, and then was able to study and pass her exam. So it's really following through on what we know. And if you're kind of struggling at that aspect, it's probably this idea of self-sabotage, or maybe there's an underlying benefit to not following through. And those unconscious beliefs that we need to really pay attention to be successful.
And finally, what's a motivational tip that you could share with us that would help the listeners get moving in the right direction?
Well, I have two motivational tips. The first is to pay attention to how you're visualizing the thing that you'd like more motivation on. So typically when we have a mental picture about what we see and what we hear internally about the task that's before us. And typically that picture, if we're not motivated, it will be kind of a dark picture. It will be kind of a dull picture, a lackluster picture. So one thing you can do is simply change the lighting on it. Imagine seeing it in a brighter color, maybe with a glow of light, and you might even imagine adding some good music to the background. And just for a good measure, I like to add a pinch of pixie dust, and that will really change your motivation around the task. And the second piece is to imagine seeing the task as if it's already done. And this cues your unconscious mind to find all of the avenues to actually complete the task, but it also focuses your attention on completion of the project. So for entrepreneurs, creating life balance is essential to your long-term motivation. And running a business is kind of like a marathon. If you really want to pace yourself, you need to take care of yourself as you go.
Well, I certainly couldn't add more to that. That's right on the money. How about telling our listeners where they can get more information and also to be in contact with you as well?
Sure. There's more details on my website, braintrainercoach.com. And I've actually developed an online home study course for entrepreneurs, Train Your Brain for Business series, which is all about how to set your mind up for success and that next level of achievement in your business. And that's on my website, braintrainercoach.com.
Well, certainly appreciate your joining us. Helpful information. We've been speaking with Holly Stokes, the brain trainer who helps entrepreneurs train their brain from being overwhelmed and self-sabotage and into motivation and focus for their business success. And the website of reference, once again, is simply braintrainercoach.com. Holly, thanks so much for joining us today on Entrepreneurial Fit Radio.
Thank you for having me.
You're welcome. And this has been Eric Dye for Entrepreneurial Fit Radio. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Entrepreneurial Fit Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.